Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P.
Well, hello there. This is what's
going on?
Tuesday, the 28th of October. And just a lot of craziness.
Craziness?
Yeah.
Such as?
Well, you know, somebody decided that they needed to see that I wasn't able to get into my computer for the last 2 days.
Huh.
Oh yeah. So I've been I've been on the phone with fucking Yahoo and Gmail and everything else, and I tell them all the things, and they say, well, that's not enough information, and we've been beating our heads against the wall here for about 6.5 hours.
Jesus Christ, I told you to change the line of donuts to feed the people in the truck.
Fuck them.
Stuff them in the tailpipe.
No, it's not that. It's just that somebody got... I sent out some letters. Pissed people off. Yeah.
Well, too bad. You know?
Yeah, and from the 10th day... no response. I sent it to the FBI.
Oh, wow. right to the, you know, the head of the
yeah,
whatever.
I figured I'd give him a little hang time. So we're on day 9 from there, but I guess they're talking to each other and fucking with me from a distance.
As if they don't have enough things in the world to be worried about.
No, and you got to watch, too, because someone you haven't talked to in a long time or someone you talk to all the time, just watch out if you get a weird email.
Ah, okay.
Usually, I mean, my shit's pretty filtered pretty good. It'll go to spam. And then usually I'll see who it's from. And
right.
I'll ask before I open it. Did you send me something?
Right.
At this point, they caught me when I was posting and doing all, and I hit the fucking thing, and guess what?
Bam.
There you go.
Mm-mm-mm. So, is Bill safely on his way?
No, that's next week, dear.
Next week. Oh my God, I got things all screwed up. Now are you going with him?
It's up in the air yet. I might go down Friday and come back.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just be careful. Be safe.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So how's the shoe run going?
Yeah, pretty good. Andy's going to call in and a few other people. We're going to be on for 1 hour tonight.
Okie dokie.
I just got to... She wants me to open something else up, and I'm in the middle of doing something else, and everybody doesn't understand it's not as easy as you think it is.
Life isn't easy.
Yeah. No, I'm still trying to fill out this thing that I'm supposed to fill out and see what happens. Hey, what's your Gmail for you or what? What is it?
Yep. Yeah, that's Gmail for me.
Okay.
Well, that's the same email address for you. Why, are you sending me something?
No, I'm just answering a question. You know, they're asking me all these questions, and I've been on the phone with them twice already. And, you know, I can't call them from a different number.
Right.
You know, if they get that number, then you should know it's me. But you know how it is. But that's good. That's good. They're keeping people from trying to do shit to people, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, I know. Okay, now I get. Okay, here we go. Hold on. All right. All three of you ladies, I have Stacy, Nora,
yes,
and Annie. That's the batting order.
Well, I'll sit on deck since I've been on since the beginning, and the other two ladies can say hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Annie.
It's Annie. Hey.
Hello.
Yeah. How are you?
Howdy.
I'm,
good evening.
Got half my hair left. I pulled out the other half already. But, let me tell you, when you send letters to people and I'll tell you what I did. I sent three public service requests to a police department. They have 10 days to answer. Well, 10 days is up. I didn't get an answer, so I forwarded everything to the FBI. The FBI is on day 9. If I don't hear from them tomorrow, say by Thursday, then it goes to the Department of Justice for police misconduct.
That works.
Because they have to notify you in writing when you go in and you serve them. They have 10 days. Now, the tricky part is it 10 working days or 10 days? Well, if we go by what I did with the 10 days, it was 14 days because I counted the weekends.
It would be
14 days. So we'll see how that goes. I'll keep you guys posted. But Annie, I talked to Annie earlier today. We got some shoes. I'm probably going to have 20-plus bags of shoes delivered to Bill's. I talked to Billy. He's got an eye out for when the truck pulls up and where they're going to put them. And we got some other people going to be calling in here. Irish Jack and I forget the name of the other one. Who's the other one, Annie?
Nick Benson from up in the Victorville Barstow area.
Okay.
He's the guy that Benson? Brought down the 5,000 pairs of shoes last year, remember?
Uh-huh.
When that big, huge truck came in with 5,000 pairs of shoes, that's the gentleman that drove it down the hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's going to be there, too. We're
going
to have a full house.
We're going to have a huge house.
I talked to Yachty and Emilio today. They'll be there.
Oh, cool. And I did talk to Rusty and KO today. They're just slammed busy. He's got so much going on with it being the final season. And they're shooting all the time, so he couldn't call in this evening, but they're getting ready. And then, of course, Attica, his band played this weekend at Knot Fest, and I think the drummer and a few of the band members are going to swing by on that day, and you never know who else might pop by that day. I know there's some comedians from L.A. that I was up at the Comedy Store on the weekend working on a project that we're working on with. There's a new network coming out called We Are the Mighty, and some of the comedians that were headlining up at the Comedy Store were up there on Friday night on Sunset, and I invited some of them to come down, and they all happened to ride bikes and knew of the location and were pretty excited about the event and said, hey, I got shoes, so don't be surprised if some of the comedians that you see on television and at the local venues around are going to be stopping by, so you might see some comedy on the red carpet.
Yeah, I used Facebook to send out to some other people that I know, but I have to apologize. I haven't been in there. I'm trying to. When I got here, I was with my cohort trying to get this shit going. So right now we got them at bay. The only problem is they got me locked out of my email, my blog, and on a Yahoo account. So I'm in the middle of trying to fucking do all that shit. But I figured a nice low on the action, talking to you ladies, get everything rolling here, we'll be good to go.
I think Nora's on, isn't she?
Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
Here's our girl.
Yeah.
And I know Nora's collecting shoes, and I know that the guys are going to take them off her hands and get them all shipped.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that thing we talked about earlier, I sent an email.
Oh, okay.
From my friend's phone. So.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much.
I'm waiting for a response, which I hope comes soon because I'm trying to get in there. So, because I know usually I'm running about 350 emails a day, so probably there's got to be maybe 800 or 900 in there I haven't answered or looked at yet.
I was going to say, there's probably already a response sitting there.
And counting. So I was on the phone with, get this girl's name was Bliss.
Bliss? B-L-I-S-S? Is that her stripper name or is that just her name?
No, that was her name. I said, oh, I hope there's a happy ending at the end of this.
Well, there's a cosmetic line making a boatload of money off of her name.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Yeah, I just, and my friend Jack, I don't know if you guys know, but you know the term jack shit? You don't know jack shit?
Yeah.
I know a guy who's jack shit.
His actual name is Jack Shit.
Yep.
Why didn't he change his name?
Because that's his work name.
Wow.
I was with him I was with him in Vegas. He was at he was the MC at Cashman Center, and he was the MC at Hogs and Heifers.
Oh, I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, he was supposed to call in, but he was up for so many days and stuff, and then on the ride back, I guess he got caught in the rain, and he ended up with walking pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's also Irish.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, the Irish always drink. Wow. I can't see that. I mean, there are a lot of Irish people that drink. I can't say
hey,
the whole.
You know what? When I get all those texts and phone calls about, you know, you just say an Irish drink, I'm going to send them all to you.
Fine. I don't give a crap. Now, let's just being honest. There's Irish people I know here, and they drink. You know, I mean, it's not like it's a heritage thing. You know, there's just people that drink. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm Irish, and I haven't had a drink in 29 years.
Yeah, I get that, but I didn't say every single one. I said
that's
there are some.
You know how people grab the ball and run with it.
No shit.
Well, I'm Irish, and Saturday I broke all the rules, so.
Well, you needed that. See, there's a difference of a need, an addiction, a non-addiction, and it's in every nationality, not just Irish. So let's rephrase that one, okay?
Uh-huh.
Will that work?
Annie, did you say Jack was 281?
Jack is 281.
Well, hello, Jack. How are you?
I am well.
There he is.
Yeah, Bill and I wanted to, since we got you on the phone, we want to send our condolences.
Thank you very much. I have to admit, I was told about the last broadcast. It took me a few days to get the courage up to listen to it. But I got to say thank you for being so kind and mentioning Mama on your show. And, you know, obviously from a selfish point of view, she was my mom. But the whole club, you know, she was the matron of the club. And she everybody just knew her as Mama Garrett. And so we, from the club and from myself and my father and my family, I know Mama's smiling down from somewhere. She she was famous to a whole lot of us, but she never had her 5 minutes of fame. So to know that she was mentioned worldwide on a radio show, I know it made her smile wherever she's at.
Well, and that's twice now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Patted me on the top of the head.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she, it's funny. I watched, she was one of those people that was just incredible in any situation. I learned so much from her. And just so much. And but the one thing she always was real. And that to see my little mama, who was all of 5 foot on a good day, surrounded by all of our brothers and all the bikers in the community and everything else during our annual events and our ride events and parties, it was just something to see. But she was always real, and she had a blast. And I know that the last few years of her life around the club and interfacing with the MC community once we moved back here were some of the best of her life. So thank you to everybody that got to know her and spent time with her, because you enriched her life and you brought her a lot of joy. So
My mom had Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and before she got really bad, she was out here with me for about 3 months. And after the second week, she'd hear me come home from work on the bike. And one day, the next day I came home, and she was standing out front with a helmet in her hand. Never been on a motorcycle. And so I ran her down to the coast, and I got on the freeway, and I figured I'd run her up to San Clemente, you know, and down to Solana Beach and come. So as I'm getting on 5 to go north, all I can hear in my ear, go faster, go faster.
I tried. I could have mounted a Barca lounger on the back of my bike, and I don't think she would have gotten on it. But I did try.
And then, a year after that, my mom's sister came out here, and the same thing. Took her for a ride, and it was the same thing. But I'll never forget that.
It's amazing. I made a whole lot of mistakes in my life, but the only decision that I've never second guessed was moving back home to be close to my mom and dad, because I got the opportunity to spend the last 3 years of her life with her, and being with my mom as a grown man versus being with my mom as a child growing up, I learned to love her in a whole different way, as a friend and as an adult and as a confidant. And I'm just very thankful that I have the opportunity to spend that time with her. I've kind of been beating that horse, but I've been telling my friends over the last week, you know, go home, grab your mom, grab your dad, you know, your aunts, your uncles, whoever's close, and just grab them and hug them and let them know that you love them. Because, you know, this was completely unexpected. We had no idea that, she was elderly and she wasn't in the best of health, but this certainly wasn't anything we were prepared for. And in an instant, they can be gone. And you don't want to sit back with what you wish you had said and what you wish you had done. And I'm very
fortunate. I found out that even if you didn't say it to them, you'd still say it to them.
Yeah.
And it works. And it works.
Yeah, I find
that. A lot of people don't believe that, but... I believe it.
No, I did too. This week I found myself walking around the house or tinkering on the bike or working or whatever, and just I find myself talking to her. And that was one of the first things I did to deal with the grief was all of a sudden one day, I think it was either she died Monday morning and I think it was Wednesday, all of a sudden I just started talking to her, and it really helped something shift inside me. And I agree with you. I think even though they're not with us, they're still with us, if that makes any kind of sense.
Big sense.
Absolutely. But is this Nick from Victorville?
Well, this is Nick from Barstow.
Okay.
Same area.
I apologize. How's it going out there?
Well, I'm doing really good. I just called in, wanted to talk about our shoe drive a little bit that helps the veterans, and Is Annie on here also?
I'm on here.
Okay, well then Annie's probably explained the shoe drive already. So
I just figured you'd want to rally up anybody from your area that was listening and tell them where they can get up and get their shoes and drop them off.
Well, we have two locations. We have the executive director of Abate of California owns a business called Dave's Automotive Repair on Walnut Street in Hesperia. And he is drop-off point for shoes. In fact, he just told me today he's got about 5 boxes waiting for me.
Perfect.
And Dave is always really good about stepping up to the plate. And somebody else that is really huge at stepping up to the plate is Harley Davidson of Victorville over on La Paz, or on Valley Center Drive in Victorville. Carrie donates more money to bikers than anybody I know. A lot of people think, and including myself for a long time, thought that Harley Davidson just takes our money and doesn't give a whole lot back. But you know what? I'm learning more and more about Carrie, and Carrie really steps up to the plate. And I found out about some donations he made recently, and I won't disclose how much, but let me say it's a lot. And then when I told him last year about our first shoe drive, he immediately jumped on it, and they collected thousands of pairs of shoes for us, and they're doing it again this year, although this year it's a little bit slow. People aren't really coming forward as much as I would like, so we've got a couple of articles going in the paper, and I'm really hoping a lot of people stop into Victorville Harley and drop off some shoes there. And then, of course, you can, if you're in the Barstow area, you can drop off shoes at my store, which is Nick's Computer Works. Anybody in town will tell you where that is, right here on Main Street. Another big location is the Senior Citizens Thrift Store on William Street in Barstow. They've already collected a little over 1,500 pairs for us. And I really want to beat last year. Last year, the High Desert took about 6,000 pairs in to Westminster for Annie and the American Soldier Network, and I'm hoping to beat that this year. So
what time are you rolling down the hill next Sunday?
I will probably leave Barstow about 9 in the morning.
Oh, okay, so we'll see you around noonish.
Yes, definitely.
Cool. And you're going to be able to stick around for a little bit, right?
For a little while, yes.
Oh, good.
Of course, I want to say hi to all my friends and say hi to Rusty, say hi to KO. Of course, Rusty and KO always come up and stepped up to the plate big time. And
hugely.
I got to say hi to them. And then there'll be some other people there that I know probably. And of course, I got to visit with Annie for a while. That goes without saying.
Well, hopefully in the Army will be out again this year. I'm helping us sort and bag the shoes, so you got to say hi to the boys.
And, of course, we have to stop and talk to some of the soldiers and thank them for all of their service and all they do for us. You know, they sure do a lot for us.
Well, we need them to hop up on the truck and unload shoes, so that'll be a must.
We need that, and another year goes by, and even my grandson might be helping unload shoes, although he's not Army. My grandson, I gotta give a call out to him, Christopher Albritton is my grandson, and he is going into the Navy next week on November 5th. He starts his boot camp.
Oh, cool. Oh, where's he going to boot camp?
Well, the Navy only does it in Great Lakes, Illinois now.
Oh, cool.
They
Nora, there's a young one for you. You can adopt another one. He can come visit.
Oh, there you go, because that's just only so far north of me.
Well, I can tell you, this is going to, of course, we have to, he'll graduate from boot camp sometime in January, and all of the ceremonies are in Great Lakes, Illinois. And I'm an old desert rat from Barstow, actually from Southern California. I've been in California all my life, so I'm not sure how I'm going to handle January and the Great Lakes. But
it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
I'm sure.
Last year was. We were like negative 47.
Yeah, that doesn't
Nora.
Sound bad, does it?
Nora, is it true that in the middle of February in Michigan and Illinois that your boogers will freeze? Is that true?
No,
that's just
well,
up in Minnesota.
But wait a minute. I have to say something on that. And most of the winners that we've had in the past are mild. So I could get away with a quilt of flannel, a hoodie, jeans, you know what I mean? But last year was so horrendous. I mean, it was brutal. Lake Michigan, which is only 35 miles north of me, it took until June before it fully thawed out. It was completely iced. And that's unheard of for here.
Yeah, that never happens.
So, I mean, it's not like your boogers didn't freeze, your tears from it being so cold. Everything froze.
Well, you need
tell
to
your boy I feel
I,
for him.
We're in the middle of fall here in Barstow now, and I am sitting here at my desk in my shorts and tank top under the ceiling fan that's going full blast.
Okay, I'm in thermals and sweats already. Okay, we were at
where are you at?
40 something today. I'm in Chicago. Well, the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, that's. I'll stick with Margaritaville down here. I'm good with.
You know, you're just being a brat down there.
now to get back on topic, Annie, you had said that the shoe drive is nationwide. Is Chicago also collecting shoes for this?
Yep, Chicago's collecting shoes. They sure are. Nora's actually our girl down in Chicago, and so is some of Jack's guys. They're collecting for her. Actually, Jack's guys are going to be taking the shoes off of Nora's hands.
Then I would imagine there's a different shoe counting party down there. They're not going to Westminster, are they?
No, they're not coming to Westminster. All the shoes are going to be picked up within the next couple of weeks from the different locations across the country. Jack is actually the founder of a motorcycle club called the Risen Dead Motorcycle Club, and that's how we were able to go to different states this year. He stepped up and had his chapters that are located in different states across the country step up and collect. So we've broadened our horizons to Texas, Illinois, New York, and he even has his guys up in the Canadian area raising funds. It was too hard to collect shoes up in Canada because of the taxes that they charge us on import taxes. So they're raising money instead of shoes up in Canada, but the rest of his chapters across the country are raising shoes.
Well, you can always count on bikers to come through in a clinch, that's for sure. Nobody better to ask than the bikers.
Yeah, that's what happened, and it was a pretty cool thing, let me tell you.
Yeah, we're excited. This is our first year. We got we definitely had some logistics challenges. We haven't quite had the response we were hoping for, but we've learned a lot. To be frank, we're already talking and making plans for next year. Just oversight on our part, not realizing to have multiple donation locations around the different cities where we have guys. We thought, well, we'll have a drop-off point in Houston and Austin and Elk, because right now we have chapters. If you want to donate shoes, if you're listening, and I'm asking, go to your closet tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow. Go to your closet tonight and make a stack of the shoes that you want to donate. Put them in a plastic bag. We'll take anything. I mean, I'm pretty sure we'll even take bedroom slippers at this point. But put all of your shoes in a plastic bag as long as they match tonight. And you can go on risendeadmc.com. You can look us up on Facebook. There's a chapter, and we have chapters in Chicago that are collecting, El Paso, Austin, Houston, New York, Knoxville, San Diego, and we're collecting money in Ontario, Alberta, and Vancouver. But if you have shoes and you want to donate, then bag them up tonight. Don't wait. Jump on the website. Send us an email of where you're at. We will gladly send our prospects out to collect them from you. And and we don't care if you're on the north side of Chicago and our prospects are on the south side. Believe me, this is one of the easiest things they've done to earn their patches, so they're not going to they're not going to complain. So anybody that's listening, don't wait, because what happens is you wait, you say you're going to do it tomorrow or this weekend, and then all of a sudden it's December, the drive's over, and you missed out. And the vets need them, we need them. So, I'm asking you, don't wait. Do it tonight. Jump online. Shoot us an email. Let us do the heavy lifting. Let us do the driving. We will gladly come out and pick them up from you. And you can really make a difference in a lot of people's lives.
Well, let me tell you what I did, too. I've got it in the local newspaper a couple weeks ago, and they're going to do a follow-up story this week in the local paper, and then a couple of online papers. And then in those articles, I'm pushing people, and I'm also telling them on the radio that you hear a lot of people say, yeah, I support our troops, I support our troops. But I ask these people, what easier, cheaper, better way can you support your troops than just clean out your closet? That's all you got to do. Give us your junk that you're going to throw away. Give us those old shoes. That's it. And you're going to honestly be helping the veterans, because Annie will see to it that money goes to help our veterans. I guarantee you, I stand behind Annie 100%. When she says it's going to go towards the veterans, you better believe it goes towards. Nobody does more, as far as I'm concerned, on the face of the earth for veterans than Annie does. I'm not easily impressed, and I think most people that know me know will tell you that. But Annie is one lady that's impressed me.
Absolutely.
Clean out those closets and bring those shoes in. Help the risen dead. No disrespect intended. Risen dead. I'm reading the website as I talk. And they sound like an awesome motorcycle club, and they've got chapters all around, apparently. And people out there, I know that you can donate your shoes to them, too.
You know, we spent a lot of time when we were evaluating a charity for us to team up with. And it was fortuitous. Annie was a friend of one of our full patch members. And so it was a fortuitous meeting at one of our annual events. But we had talked quite a bit about the different charities that we wanted to partner with. And, you know, there's a couple of things about American Soldier Network that are unique and are extremely impressive. One of those things is there are a lot of charities out there that collect money and paraphernalia, gear, whatever, but they also have extraordinary overhead. There is not a dime of salary paid to anybody in the American Soldier Network. They don't make a penny for their time. Everything you donate goes, and when we were evaluating the different charities, that just stood out as a huge plus. And, you know, we're already, from our point of view, we are thrilled with the relationship with American Soldier Network. We're already looking at other things we can do to benefit veterans as far as outreach programs and things of that nature. If you have a business or if you have an organization and you've been looking for a charity that really truly benefits the veterans, you don't have to worry about how much of every dollar goes to the troops. I encourage you, look into American Soldier Network. Do your own research. Do your due diligence. But I assure you, you will not find an organization, at least we did not find another organization that's benefited the troops the way American Soldier Network does, as far as complete transparency and the bottom line dollar going where it's supposed to go.
Well, I back everything Nick, he just said. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jack and Nick, I want to tell you that Bill and I, we thoroughly check. We've been duped once. And after that, Bill and I decided that we would scrutinize everything. And the first question that comes out of Bill's mouth when somebody approaches us is, where is the money going? Where is the money going? So if we don't get a straight answer from that one question, we beg off.
Yep.
But if we hook up with someone, and I'm not going to tell you who this guy is, but we call the Department of Homeland Security, and we ask for a background check from someone we know. And we know everything about that person within 10 minutes. I didn't do it to Annie because I've talked to Annie before, and I knew Annie was straight up. But because of the show and the things that Bill and I do, and like anybody can attest, that I either go north, east, west, or south. Goes north, east, west, or south. And it's very rare that you see us together. Like Annie came down to talk to Bill, and I had worked 14 hours. I just couldn't hang no more, and I left. But I wanted to be there, but I figured she was in good hands, so I didn't need to be there.
I think I passed the test.
I believe Annie passed anybody's test.
After we hung up with everybody last week, Bill was here for about another hour and a half, and we talked. And that's why he's got that candy on the counter for you.
We're excited to see the relationship continue to develop and to find new ways outside of the Shoot Five that we can work with American Soldier Network to help the troops and after we talked the first time, Phil, I can definitely grab the soapbox and climb up. I'm not going to do that tonight, but
yeah,
I will say it is an absolute travesty the way veterans are treated in the U.S. right now.
I got a letter from Camp Lejeune telling me I was poisoned while I was stationed there. But they're only going to treat me for what I was poisoned for. So I got a questionnaire with about 50 different diseases, and I got four of them that I know of, and one of them caused tumors and shit. So they're going to treat me for that. But it sucks. I had to wait. It's unbelievable how long you got to wait. And
yeah,
I don't care what they say about they're making differences and all that. It's bullshit. I'm on the front line trying to get in there to see a doctor. And at first it was 4 months, 3 months. And they say they changed everything. They'll see within 6 weeks. That's not true either. You're in line. When they get to you, you.
And it's the health treatment. It's the suicide rate among veterans. It's ridiculous.
That's happening right here in Barstow. We have a Barstow veterans home here that's was built for 500 veterans, but the state is only funding 220 beds. I mean, we have 280 beds empty right here at the Barstow Veterans Home, and right down the street we have veterans sleeping under the bridge in a drainage ditch, yet you have 280 empty beds there. We started a Barstow Foundation, myself and some other business owners. I did not start it. I just recently found out about it, and we have found that if we make cash donations to the veterans home to help the veterans get different things they need, whether it be bingo cards, popcorn machine, whatever things they need, then the state immediately takes that money and delegates it as they see fit. So we started a Barstow Foundation and Yacht Club, so we find out what they need and we purchase the item and then we go set it there so the state can't get their grubby mitts on it and our veterans are taken care of. But it is, to me, a travesty that we have 280 empty beds in this beautiful hospital because the state won't fund it. And I'm probably going to get on my soapbox here a little bit, but yet we can turn around and fund every single illegal alien that comes across the fence. But our veterans are sleeping under bridges, and this really pisses me off. And I have full disclosure here, I'm not a veteran. So it's not like I'm looking for anything. I'm just thankful to what all the veterans did do for me.
Well, the thing is I don't think people even realize hear a homeless veteran, they're thinking that it's a stereotypical certain age group, which it has nothing to do with any age group. It has nothing to do with, if you've served the country, veteran and homeless should never be in the same sentence, first of all. And I've never served a day in my life. I'm not a veteran.
Let me tell you this, Annie, not to interrupt you, but let me tell you this. Last year they did a survey up in L.A. They interviewed guys on the street. You know there's 1,129 vets from the last two wars living out of fucking shopping carts up in L.A. right now.
Oh, and L.A. has the largest population of women from the last two wars that are homeless.
Absolutely.
Young girls.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody, and you hear about these numbers and there's no, if you have any sense of compassion, there's no way for you to hear these statistics and not be appalled by them. But again, being appalled by them and shaking your head and gritting your teeth doesn't do any good. Going in your closet and digging out shoes makes a difference. Going in your closet and donating makes a difference. Talking to people, spreading the word about the shoe drive makes a difference. Being upset, you should be upset.
Right. Well, and the other thing is we're coming into an election year. Vet out your candidates. Use your vote appropriately. Look at people and find out how did they vote on things that affected veterans. you know, research who you're going to vote for, and heck, vote. I mean, so many people don't even vote, but they can be upset and they can, you know, voice their opinions. But
that's because, you know,
you're going to put the.
That's because the best kept secret in America is election day.
Yeah,
well,
I know, and people worry about men and women that died for the right to, so that we have the right to vote and be a democracy, and, you know, but go educate yourself not only on where you spend your charitable dollars to make sure that, you know, if you're giving your money to organizations that have $86 million in the bank and have big billboards and TV commercials but aren't really making an impact, that could be a problem. Well, look at all the candidates out there that are telling you things to get elected, but go research them. Don't believe what you see on TV ads or in your mailbox. Go try to find out how they vote, and are you putting the right person? Is your vote making a difference, or are you just voting for people that are drinking the Potomac water and getting bought off by lobbyists?
On that note, a lot of the people that listen to this show, I would imagine, might have fractured an occasional law here or there, may not be able to vote, they may have been disenfranchised. That doesn't mean you can't help the voting process. That doesn't mean you may not be able to cast a vote because of a law, a break, you know, a felony or whatever. That doesn't mean you can't find, research the candidates, become informed, and support best reflect the values that are missing in our country today. You can,
or
you, well,
you
know,
voice and your brothers.
You know, I don't know if you guys heard what Bill said last week, but when we get somebody that's running for office, we set up an appointment. Like when the mayor got elected, he's a former policeman. He was the chief of detectives. And Bill and I, when he got elected, Bill and I called him up, made an appointment. We went down and talked to him, asked him how he felt about this, that, and the other thing. And at every one of our events now, the mayor speaks. And a lot of times, the mayor gets the permits. So the last one we had, the chief of police showed up with the mayor. And I guess the sergeant who was on duty didn't see the chief or the mayor. So he pulled up, got out of the car, he walked over and tapped Bill on the shoulder and asked him where the permits were. And Bill pointed at the mayor. He said, "Have a nice day," and he left.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of truth to that about making friends with your reps too. I not only know all the reps here in my area, but they know me. And there's a couple of them that do not care for me at all, but they sure do show me respect when I walk into a room, because they know I'm not going to play games with them. That I don't put our congressmen or whatever up on a pedestal just because they got elected to office. I hold their feet to the fire. I was in Sacramento all this weekend, although they're on recess. We were up there with several thousand other bikers at the unification rally up there, because people need to all the bikers need to unify and get together. And
you were up there with all my friends, Robert, Scotty, Mac, Mark.
Mark just sent me my bolt patch 6 or 7 months ago. Bobby Tobato.
Congratulations.
Bobby Tobato is a good friend of mine.
Mine too.
We're making friends. We have, and he just joined debate last Saturday. And Scotty, yes, I've talked to him several times, including this time I was up in Sacramento. And the point being here is all of us need to go to these events. We need to let the politicians know that we are a force to be reckoned with. And most importantly, they have to know that we vote and that we will vote against them. And what we're finding more and more is it's a lot of bikers can't afford to give these guys thousands of dollars, but what we can give them is
time.
Is backing and stuff. This weekend, I will be down in Rancho Cucamonga, where I don't even live. I will be helping Mark Steinorth. I'll be walking precincts for him, just hanging literature, because I don't know a lot about the man, other than I know that our lobbyist has said he is a good friend of bikers, and this is his first time trying to be elected, so we really need to back him. We do know that his opponent is anti-biker. So we're going to do everything to get Mark elected, and he's not even in my area. I'll ride the 80 miles to go down there, and I'll walk precincts all day long and hand out literature. And so that's the kind of thing that politicians need. Yes, they all need money, but what they really need is volunteers who really believe in their positions. Anyway, because when it comes from the heart, that's what they need. And you ask any politician, they can they can pay people $8 an hour to go out and hang signs, but if that person really doesn't have any heart in it, he'll probably go hide somewhere and throw all the literature in the trash can and then come back and collect his money. So the bikers need to get the word out, and hey, get to know your politicians. Go to the Central Committee meetings, go to the Capitol, wherever you're at. Make appointments with the legislators in your area. Tell them you want an appointment. Tell them you're a constituent. Tell them you want to know who that you want them to know who you are, because that's what's important.
You know, you bring that up. That's an excellent point. In Texas, we have we have the COCs, the different regional COCs. We have INCOM coming up. I believe it's in 2 weeks. Go online and check in Austin. That's something. If you're in Texas and you're within riding distance, and you're an independent, doesn't matter whether you're a patch wearer, an independent, INCOM is critical for us to participate in. There are so many things that get pushed on as riders to bills that get shoved through that nobody knows, nobody catches, that impact our ability to ride and exercise our freedoms. And INCOM is when they're discussed. And if you ride a bike, you have absolute, complete responsibility to do everything you can to be at INCOM and to show up and make your voice heard, be seen on the Hill, let people know that you are aware of the legislation going on, become aware of the legislation going on, and exercise your voice. And like I said, if you've been disenfranchised, it doesn't mean that you're excused from the responsibility of standing up and having a voice. Step up, be present. Even if you can't cast a ballot, you can still use your voice.
Yeah. Although I won't make the INCOM convention this time around, we will be, I'm sure, that little Dave Marino of little Dave Marina of Abate of California will be there. He goes every year, and no reason to think he won't be going this year also. So he will give a full report to us in January of it. And I've met Richard Lester himself a couple of times, and INCOM is an outstanding organization. And I agree that if anybody's within that riding distance or not in that riding distance, what's riding distance, 3,000 miles? If you got the time, that's the place you should ride.
Absolutely.
Well, Nick, you'll get to meet Irish at Resty, so I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's planning on making an appearance from Texas to California on the 9th.
And who is that?
The gentleman
Irish.
You're speaking from, Irish Jack, that's from Houston, that you're on the radio with right now.
Well, I hope you are there. I would like to put a face to the name.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I've got to talk to my sergeant-at-arms and see if we're going to try and ride it or if we're going to wuss out and fly it. It's just a matter of scheduling. I'd really like to ride out and ride back, but I just don't know if I can dedicate the time for the trip there and back. We might just hop a plane.
Ask a question. Whoever's moving around in the background, you're creating a lot of reverb. Can you stop that, please?
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of rattling on this end also, so I'm not sure what's going on there.
But yeah, that's,
somebody's moving around.
Either to fly out or ride out. So.
Well, that'll be good. I hope to meet you there. And you
absolutely.
Say now, Jack, you were the one who I was just speaking to that is a Bolt member himself.
I'm sorry. Say again.
Okay,
me,
Jack,
Phillip.
You were the.
Phillip is. I am.
Okay.
So that's
now
Phillip,
are you going to be there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Very good.
And I'm bringing friends.
Well,
from a TV show.
And there's a lot of bikes on that TV show.
Yeah, and I'm not going to name drop, but I'm bringing some of my friends from the TV show. Well, it's Rusty will have some friends there from all over.
Okay, now, I know what TV show you were talking about. I know Rusty, of course, and now, are you on the show?
I got a better face for radio.
Okay.
On that show, though?
Well, I can tell you something funny, too, because, yes, we watch the show, too, and my wife will start, when she's talking about it, she'll talk about people by their real names, and talk about them by their character name, and she'll say, oh, you know, that's Charlie, and I'll go, who? She'll go, Jax. Well, how the hell would I know what his real name is? I don't. What do I think, I watch the credits or something? So,
most down-to-earth guy you'll ever meet in your life.
I'm sorry, what?
He's the most down-to-earth guy you'll ever meet in your life.
Charlie,
yes.
Charlie? Okay, I met him once up in Big Bear. I spoke to him very briefly. I don't want to say I met him. I spoke to him briefly.
And, when they were all up there, when they were all up there about 2010?
Yes.
That was me on the stage with Bill, with Rusty.
Okay.
I had the white shirt on with the red bandana.
Okay, well, I can vaguely remember it.
Well, I got pictures. I'll take care of that later and I'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, I've got lots of pictures of the event. I just, I know towards the end, I think the cast there was signing autographs, and there was a line about a mile and a half long. Guys, there isn't anybody worth it to me to stand in line for a mile and a half to get their signature. It's like, sorry, guys, it ain't going to happen.
Well, the next time
that.
Something like that comes up, get a hold of me because we were up there in the before party, and we sat and bullshit with those guys for a couple hours before they went on. Before Rusty went on and his band played, and the guys were up there too. I got a lot of pictures of behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to see those.
They're on my blog. Annie can send you the link to my blog. You can check them out there.
Okay.
I think I emailed it to you earlier today, but anyway.
The link to the blog you did, yes, but I did not log on to it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you go up in the right-hand corner and sign in, you can see everything in the background. If you don't sign in, you only see what the prima facie.
Well, yeah, I didn't log into it yet. Occasionally at my store here, I actually have to do some work. I can't just play all the time, but I try.
Yeah, that's like me. I work in the Navy. I work on the Navy ships all day long, and sometimes I don't answer my phone, and sometimes I do. But when I see the name, I'll answer the phone. But somebody sent me an interesting thing today about that for my phone. Humor me for a minute. Let me show you guys what the. This is one of the messages I received today. Yeah, somebody was being funny because I didn't answer the phone today, so that's the message I got.
Yeah.
But.
Well, y'all, I've got four lanes and two wheels waiting on me. As always, it was an absolute pleasure talking to you, Phil and Annie, and it was nice to chat with you as well. And Nora, it was nice speaking with you again. And Phil, again, I just. Thanks for being so thoughtful and sending out your condolences and it meant a
Bill
lot.
Bill told
to
me
lot
to tell you
stuff.
If you come in before next Wednesday, he'll be able to see you before he leaves. But he's going down to Mexico and he has no return date.
Okay, I will. I was looking at flights in on Thursday, but knowing that, let me see if is he out like Wednesday morning or?
Yeah. Well, he's leaving at noon Wednesday. Noon
okay.
Wednesday, and he's going to spend the night in Phoenix.
Let me see if, like I said, let me talk to my, see if Hefe wants to, if he's up for riding it, then we'll have to leave like Sunday to get there. If not, I'll look at flights Tuesday or Wednesday, well, I guess Tuesday then, to come in. I'd like to shake his hand and thank him personally. So.
Oh, sure. No problem. Annie can attest to the treatment you get when you walk into his shop.
Jack would actually dig his shop.
You know, I'm going to tell you a quick story about Bill. I met Bill 30 years ago, and I was in the Marine Corps, and I had some kids, and had my bike, and I had some problems with the bike, and I didn't have the money to fix it. I fixed my bike, and I worked in that, I don't know if he showed you the back room, Annie. And I went back there and cleaned the back room, swept the floors, took out the trash for a couple of weekends. Until he came and told me, okay, we're done. And we've been friends ever since.
That's outstanding.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'll have to, I need to pick it. I got a 73 Arlen Ness basket case here I'm trying to reassemble. I wish I could have caught it before you headed down south.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I can give you, Andy can send you the phone number to the shop. You can hook him up on the phone. He's there till 6 every day. They're
all
closed
right.
on Sundays and Mondays, but he's there every day otherwise till 6.
I'll do it.
I got to ask a question. Who from this show is going to, Sons is going to be over there on at Wednesday?
I can't tell you. You got to show up. You got to show up, Nick.
I'm going to be there no matter what. If, I wouldn't care if any, if, as long as just Annie was there, I'm going to be there.
He's one of the main guys. He's one of the main guys, and he's going to bring some of his troop with him, I understand.
Okay, because here's the deal. My wife is the ultimate TV nut. I mean, we've got like 8 big screen TVs in our house. I mean, she can't be without her TV. And we were recently at an Abate State run, and she got her picture taken with, I want to say, Patrick Roberts or Robert Patrick, because I get it backwards all the time. She was in heaven. She has at his autograph. She has that picture hanging on the wall. She will never remove it. So if she
he's
got
a good
pictures
guy. He's
with
a
anybody,
good guy. He's another down to earth guy.
He is. He's a great guy. But if she got pictures with anybody from Sons, she'd be even more in heaven. So I want to make sure
no
she
problem.
Goes along.
No problem. I think we can
hook. Well, I hope so. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like I said. I've been married to her for 40 years, and there is no bigger TV or movie star nut in the world than her. No.
Well, good night, y'all. I gotta get on down the road. Thanks again for everything. We'll talk again soon, Bill. I appreciate you having me on the show.
What I'd like to do before we leave, because we're gonna leave in about 3 minutes. But what I'd like to do is on November 4th, which is a Tuesday, which is election night, instead of watching the election bullshit, I want everybody that's on the phone right now to return Tuesday, give an update on what shoes, how many shoes, where we're getting shoes, and tell everybody where they can drop off shoes.
Good deal. I'll be on.
Okay, what time on Tuesday, November 4th? November 4th,
same time.
Same bat channel,
same bat time.
I'll be here.
Okie dokie.
Take care, Jeff.
Thanks, everybody. Good night. Good night, Nora.
Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye, Nora.
Hey,
bye,
thanks,
Nick.
Thanks
bye.
For talking. Thanks for
bye.
The promo. All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye now.
We'll let Charlie Baker take us up a little ride.